From the deepest darkness of Dromund-Kos to the smelly sewers of Nar Shaddaa to the brightest light that shine on Tython, this is Flashpoint.
Everyone, welcome to episode 20 of Flashpoint, and it's probably fair to say that this would be one of the most momentous podcasts from the viewpoint that there is a beta mega test weekend occurring as we speak, and two people, well, all three of us actually, but two people that have been heavily involved in that are the usual stalwarts of this podcast, Mark Duncan. Mark, how are you?
I'm going good, thanks, mate. Yourself?
Good. And Ed, how are you?
I'm tired. I've been playing like crazy, and then my sister was up with her two little kids, and then I was playing some more like crazy. Oh, and just in case we get some comments from the Peanut Gallery, I wanted to let everybody know my roommate's awake. He's actually playing the beta right now. He's loving the heck out of it. He's finally managed to convince his wife to buy it for him.
What's up?
And you may be hearing from Ed's roommate in the future, but I'm going to keep that one under wraps. There might be another little segment happening, and they said you're going to contradict me and say that's now off the cards, but don't say any more than that.
Well, I will neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah, so look forward to that, people. So let's jump straight into the news.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Republic News.
So it's a bit hard to get past this piece of news, but we will cover other stuff as well. The big beta weekend, this is obviously the weekend where BioWare are really testing their, you know, capability to the limits, or the biggest limits they have so far. So I have no idea how many 100,000 or tens of thousands of people are testing. I don't even know whether they've disclosed that. Guys, you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard anything. Did you see the server list, Mark? How many servers did they have?
I thought it was around 80, wasn't it?
Yeah, and every single one of them was full. Last night, the queue to get into the usual one, where I have a level 34 trooper. Yeah, I have no life, but it was 880. One long.
The queue, yeah.
I mean, the queue.
My conservative estimate on numbers per server, and I think it's very conservative, is let's say it's 1,000 people, 80 full servers, that's 80,000 people stress testing, and I'm guessing it's a fair whack more than that.
I think it would be. When I went to log on this morning, I was 807 in the queue, and I actually kind of got a bit of a fright when I looked because it said estimated wait time 33 days. 10 hours something. I thought, well, I ain't waiting that long. So
I looked at the wait times on some of the servers last. That estimated wait time, 26 hours.
It ended up took me like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
thank goodness it didn't take 30 days.
Mine is a fairly popular server, Cosmic Turbine. So it was, I think it was about 40 minutes all told, but. Like an idiot, I didn't put characters on other servers. I probably should have started other characters on other servers, but I wanted to play my trooper. I had to play my trooper because, I got new upgrades for my ships and my ship, and oh, I love blasting things in my starship. It's just.
And you raise a good point there, Ed. It's for the people that don't have the more general testing access, and it's only been a few weeks, but Mark, Ed, and I are privileged or lucky enough to have that ongoing access. There are a particular servers for ongoing access, and then there are the obviously the beta weekend tests. And I made the mistake with my first character of setting it up during one of the weekends, a Sith Inquisitor, and then logging in, you know, the following Monday and realizing that it no longer existed.
Oh, it does. It does. My roommate actually went on to his when he's just in the weekend beta, and he was in it before, so he logged back in, and all of his characters are still there.
Well, there you go. That's probably common knowledge, and I'm just unaware of it. So that's really good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find my Inquisitor because I'm playing a smuggler. I've been playing a smuggler the last 10 days, and it shows you how much time I've spent compared to you guys. I'm still at a level 12.
Well, some of us, you know, have real lives. Some of us have real jobs. Some of us have real things we have to do. Some of us just can sit in front of the computer and go, die, sis scum.
So, while we're still on the subject of servers as well, one thing I did sort of check out was the US West server ping times from here. And I don't know about you, David, if you were checking them out, but I was getting about 150, 160, eh? So that's really good as far as I'm concerned. I don't have any problems if that's what we can expect.
Yeah, same. I haven't actually checked. I actually haven't done the ping, but I haven't noticed a single instance of lag. And we're getting comments on the website as well from people saying, I'm just not noticing any lag whatsoever. So from that viewpoint, it's brilliant.
That's odd. I am. it may just be my computer or the internet here doing funky things. And my roommate just tapped me on the shoulder and said he's not, so it must be my computer. Never mind. Just ignore me. Not that you guys ever do pay attention to me.
That's right.
I'm just
who are you again?
Out and everything is me.
So, yeah, beta's going well. For what it's worth, my level 12 impressions are it's a great game. I've done, obviously, a more detailed review on the site, as have Mark and our newest writer, Simon. Sorry, Simon, I nearly forgot your name. Ed's been too busy playing to write a review.
And going to school. Sorry about that.
And going to school. So it's just, look, it's a really engaging game. BioWare have obviously done a great job. There are glitches and there are stuff you'd expect with a beta, and you know, BioWare asking for the rightful disclaimer that you can't expect to be too critical at this stage because there's still some polish to be applied, and that's more than reasonable. But I tell you what, there doesn't seem to be that much polish to be applied, so I think that's really encouraging. I hate smugglers, though, I've got to be honest. It's not a criticism of the game. It's just like in World of Warcraft, I don't particularly like rogues, and I'd argue rogues and smugglers are probably the closest match.
Yes and no. They are the rogue class for the Republic side, and yeah, it takes a bit of getting used to. I'm used to, you know, running into things and getting shot at, and just okay, you've shot at me. I'm going to shoot at you. Kaboom! But, you know, it's a completely different... You know, the interesting thing about this is you basically have 8 completely different play styles.
Yes.
And then you add the advanced classes into it, and it gets really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and even when I say I'm not particularly enjoying it, I'm still enjoying it as far as I'm not getting bored. It's just not my... Compared to the Inquisitor, I like that better, and I'm purposely avoiding the Consular because that's when I want to roll as my primary tune. I'm not going to wreck that by doing it in beta.
Well, one of the things that I'm doing, actually, is I said I wasn't going to play a Trooper, but I found a number of interesting things and possibly game-breaking things running through the Trooper, and I spacebar through all the conversations, so I'm not actually listening to everything that's going on.
See, this is how sad I am, and I'm sure, again, this is public knowledge, I had no idea you could spacebar through the conversations. Because I would have done that.
You what?
Yeah, I'm hopeless. I mean, I am because I'm not going to play that class again or may not, I am following the story anyway, given it's a story-driven MMO, but... There you go. It's good to know you can use the space bar.
Yeah.
I can feel the awkward silence as Mark and realize they're
just like, okay.
And I do understand that's a common game mechanic with most games, space barring through the conversation. I just never tried it.
What's the most bizarre bug you've found so far?
The most bizarre bug?
Hmm.
That's kind of hard.
I found a really good one.
Hmm?
One that they're actually going to have to get the voice actor back in to re-record some dialogue.
Oh?
So yeah. Do tell if it doesn't spoil story, or should we'll put a spoiler alert. This could be a story spoiler, so don't listen.
All right.
Be worried about that.
You can edit it out if you want later. It's actually in the first instance on the Sith side. It's called Black
Talon. The Black Talon?
Yeah. And it basically takes part on two ships. There's the Imperial ship, which is the Black Talon, and the Republic ship, which is the Brentel Star. Anyway, you work your way through. You start off, you know, fighting through the Sith ship. Make your way to the Republic ship, and you end up, you've got to capture this guy or whatever. Anyway, when you get to the end of it, the robot that gives you the quest to go there in the first place. When he's speaking to you, he actually says, basically, something's happened here in the Brentel Star. Can you come back to me on the Brentel Star? Mm. He's not on the Brentel Star. He's on the Black Talon.
Mm.
So, yeah,
well, bug that I found interesting in the Black Talon instance was in the cutscenes, especially when there's a bunch of bodies lying around, they're all standing around looking at you, blinking at you. And, I mean, it may be a lag issue, it may be something else, but, I mean, there's in a couple of the different cutscenes, yeah, they were standing around looking at me, blinking at me. I'm expecting them to start saying, "Brains."
The one thing I will say about the bugs as well is I did read somewhere, guys, that they have said that this build that we're playing at the moment, that everybody's playing again, is an older build. So
yeah,
a lot of these bugs are going to be gone by launch. So I don't think there'll be anything to worry about.
Did either of you play the Jedi Knight?
No, not at this stage.
No.
I played a Jedi Knight. I got him up to 18, got his ship, and then started playing another character. But there was a serious bug on one of the class quests. It just stopped. You know, you're in the middle of a conversation and it just stopped. And I mean, there was nothing you could do except escape out of the class, out of the conversation, and go do something else. But they did finally fix it. And you know, got through that. And I will say that BioWare they're fast. They got back to me on all the bugs that I've reported, whether they're big, whether they're small. There's a glitch in the animation of one of the trooper abilities. You know, you're throwing this fire grenade at an enemy, and it goes halfway, and then your hand's back at your side. And then you throw the grenade, and then your hand's back at your side, and then you go grab your gun again. And I'm like, that's kind of weird, but... Yeah. Whatever.
So you've had good responses from support on that stuff. Hello.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. My roommate just poked me and showed me another bug, but that's a common thing. The fact that the weapons are still in hand when they're not supposed to be.
So you're getting good responses from BioWare support on this stuff.
Oh, incredible responses. And I can't say I'm surprised. They're not Ubisoft.
It's weird. Don't bring up Ubisoft again.
Sorry. But, I mean, they actually do practice the lost art of communication. They do actually act like they care about their fans. They seem to be very interested in keeping things rolling as best they can, keeping the fans in the loop as best they can, trying to make the best product they can. Unlike so many other game companies today, including ones that will remain nameless from now on. Sorry about that. You know, who are like, okay, throw it out the door. We'll get some short-term money, and who cares about the fans because they're not important.
I mean, there's been some griping about support responsiveness on these weekends, but given the volume and everyone's, you know, getting used to their roles, I think, you know, it's a criticism, but it's not totally valid in that respect, I would have thought.
And I actually had somebody say they were going to send in a bug report on the fact that the map was transparent when you were moving. And my response was, you're kidding, right?
Yeah, I mean, I love the map. I'm disappointed with the map, and I'll tell you why, purely from a self-interest viewpoint, is that I was hoping to be able to create my own maps to you know, get some more people engaged with the site as far as here's how to find a vendor or a trainer, because in World of Warcraft, it's still pretty crap. But it became apparent about 3 minutes into playing the beta that you don't need a third-party map because you can look at everything on the map. So It won't stop some people doing it, but it's pretty much made that idea redundant. So I'm disappointed from that viewpoint.
Well, the other thing that I haven't done, well, I haven't done all the side quests, and I haven't looked for any of the Datacrons. Have either of you found any of the Datacrons, the holocrons that are in there?
No, I've found a few.
Yeah, I haven't gone out and looked for any of them. I've been tearing through everything.
Yeah, no, I've found quite a few now. I know where the three are in Hatta as well.
No comments.
I'm not interested in your Republic stuff.
I just don't believe you, Mark. I want bloody screenshots or it didn't happen. That's my view.
I can take you to that.
I want a damn screenshot of you with one so that I can post it on the site, and that's a demand, not a request.
Whoa.
So, no, I think, so is it fair to say we're all enjoying the beta? I just want to say beta.
I mean, I know we've been pointing out the bugs for the last, 5 or 10 minutes, but yeah, I'm really enjoying it. I haven't certainly had any game breakers yet. They've all been small sort of niggly things that I'm sure are going to be sorted by launch, most of them.
And not if you ask me what my mega bug was, so I'm a bit put out.
What was your mega bug?
Oh, dude, what's your mega bug?
I haven't had any. I haven't had a single bug. And again, that'll partly be game time compared to you guys, but I've had nothing. When those questionnaires pop up at intermittent times, every time I've said nothing. I've had one crash to desktop very early on, and remembering that this is running Windows 7 on boot camp on an iMac, so it's not optimal anyway. It's running beautifully. Just can't fault it. So it's great.
Well, I have to say that the smuggler, I've played through a bunch of the smuggler stuff, and I think it's probably some of the best polished stuff, and some of the dialogue choices in smuggler are just absolutely hilarious. There's one particular scene, I'm gonna try not to spoil it. You've played it. You've played through it if you're at level 12, David.
Yep.
You've played through the origin world.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
Mark, have you played The Smuggler at all?
No, I haven't played any Republic.
There's one thing that you're infiltrating this enemy base, and you run in. It's fairly standard. You run in, you shoot some guys, and you walk up to a computer. You start slicing the computer, and as you're slicing the computer, getting the information, a group of guys with droids walk in, and the leader of the group is like, you know, who are you? What are you supposed to be doing here? And your character has a choice. You can fight, you can, or you can bluff. And the bluffing thing is just so well done. I'm listening to this. This is one of the few things I actually listen to when I'm playing through. And the guy's like, you know, well, High Command sent me down here. We had some reports of fluctuations in this. And then one of the droids says, Master, there are bodies over there. And your character turns around and says, bodies? We're under attack! Ah! And the guy believes him.
Yeah, it, that I do remember doing that, and the droid is looking at you with that look as far as, you know, I can't believe you're getting away with this.
I can't believe my master is this dumb.
Yeah, no, it is very good.
So, and there are just so many. I'm trying not to spoil it for myself, so you know I'm tabbing through most of the things. But
now, hold on, is it tab or space? Now I'm getting confused. Tab or space? Which one?
Space.
Space.
Yeah, that's
space
right.
Space bar. Yeah, right. Space bar through the things.
Because I'd be really peeved if I pressed space and it was tab.
No. I did find a nice Easter egg in the game as a nod towards the original Star Wars movie. Which was quite funny. I had a bit of a laugh at was on Hata, which is the starting area for the Imperial Agent or Bounty Hunter. There's like a Hutt's Palace that you've got to return to quite a few times in the quest chains. Anyway, there's like a cantina area.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting at the table playing this game is a Wookiee and a golden droid.
Oh, yes.
It looks very similar to C-3PO. And both of the droid's arms have been torn off. And mm-hmm. one's sitting on the side of the table, another one's sitting on the floor. I just thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, see, I do get excited. Like, I came across my first Wookiee the other day and I took a screenshot of it. I was that excited. So, I agree. See, unlike you, I take screenshots to prove things.
Well, be that way.
So let's get off the beta because there'll be lots of discussion and we'll be doing it more in coming weeks. In the midst of all that, BioWare still put out an information update yesterday, which was the Jedi Consular progression video, which, like all the other progression videos, gave a really good overview of the advanced class and the different ways you could take things. Like all of them, I loved it, particularly this one, because that's what I'd planned to roll and there was nothing in that that made me think otherwise. I think it's definitely what I want to do. It's just going to be deciding whether to go the, is it the Shadow or the Shadow or the Sage?
The Seer. The Seer, I thought.
No, Sage, isn't it?
Sage, okay.
I think it's Sage, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm tending towards Shadow at this stage, but they both look rather nice. So, yeah, thoughts on that one?
Well, we did kind of speak about something earlier on, obviously, myself and Ed, because he was kind of put off about the Jedi Counselor because he thought the attacks were a bit short range. But one thing I did point out is it was very similar on the Inquisitor.
Yes.
It was like 10-meter range for most of the stuff, and it was very limiting. But when you hit Sorcerer, if you pick Sorcerer for your... you know, your advanced class, the range of all these attacks goes up to 30 meters. So I'm sure the consular is going to be the same.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to play it initially. I've played all of the force using classes now, and while they are fun, I love the jumping into a group of bad guys as a Sith warrior and just sort of tearing things apart. They're not really my thing. I prefer the Imperial Agent or the Trooper class, to tell you the truth. Of all the classes I've played, those are the two I prefer.
You're trying to create Tabula Rasa in TOR, aren't you?
No. No, I'm not.
But yeah, I mean, on the contrary, I mentioned this in the article yesterday, that on the poll we're running on our site at the moment, Consular's coming in at second as far as the class that most people are going to roll as their first character, which is, I'm just double checking that's still the case. Yep, by one vote. So Inquisitor number one, Consular number two, and then Jedi Knight and Sith Warrior equal third.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good going, considering we've already kind of realized that there seems to be more Sith than Republic from our part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
so for consular,
there are several things I could say to that, but I probably should not.
I need to emphasize that's with all of 97 votes on the poll because it's only been live about 36 hours. So do jump on the site and put your vote in there if you're wanting to stop the Inquisitor and Consular leading out. I mean, I'm disappointed they're leading out because I don't like playing a class that, you know, every second person or third person is one.
Yeah. Don't you want to be flavor of the week?
No. I mean, it's a bit like that with any MMO anyway. It goes through phases, but yeah. So go the Consular video.
Yeah.
And then that is probably actually it for the news. But we got plenty of fat to chew, so let's do that. So quite a few things this week, although we'll try and keep each of them short. I spoke about polls. The last poll, which had, you know, more than 600 voters, showed that there was a real bias from those pre-ordering towards the collector's edition. And I know two out of the three people on this podcast chose the collector's edition, and that's basically how it came out on the poll. So I don't even know that that's a debating point. I think it's just a fact. But I'm actually surprised most people spent the bigger money.
Yeah.
Well, I spent the money because I've been planning it for years. You know, ever since I first heard about this, I was like, okay, I'm getting the collector's edition. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm getting the collector's edition for this because it's just, you know. Of course, I'm not really an Oceanic player. I just hang around with you crazy people.
We consider Canada Oceanic because you're sort of like us and those mad Americans.
Well, I'm Oceanic in that I'm right next to the Atlantic Ocean.
That's right.
How does that work?
So yeah, no big surprise there. Collector's editions are going. Look, even the one person that didn't order it on this podcast sort of regrets that he didn't anyway. So I think it's a no brainer that one. Yeah. An interesting thing that just came up today, which was a longer-term beta tester with Star Wars The Old Republic has put forward the idea of agreement on an informal Oceanic server for PvE. So we've talked about the Oceanic daisy chains before and you know they're very well set up. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, they're all closed at this stage.
I believe they are.
Yeah. But they're a great way if you're wanting to join an Oceanic guild and get involved with the daisy chains. I mean, you can check the official thread on Star Wars The Old Republic or the Oceanic guild listing on our site if you're wanting to get into a guild. And actually, I need to talk about I have actually joined a guild. I'll talk about that in a sec. But for those of you that aren't maybe actively looking to join a guild at this stage, just looking for some solo play, or you haven't decided on a guild, the suggestion was, well, let's agree on an informal PvE server. And the one put forward is the one called Pulsifer, which is Pulsipher. So I'm just putting out there as a debate point. It's a good idea to have an informal server. I can see the advantages, particularly if you're going for solo sort of play. See any downsides to that or any reason aside from the fact people may not agree? Mark?
The only thing I can see is obviously, you know, my guild and quite a number of the other bigger sort of Oceanic Sith guilds are in the PvE daisy chain. Now, I know that I think it's over the next week we're probably going to find out what server we're all going to be put onto. And what I would suggest these people that are wanting to get an unofficial Oceanic server, they might not want to be in a guild now, but they might want to be in one later. And, you know, I think it would be a good idea for them, if they want to get more people from our time zone, is to follow the PvE daisy chain. Although they can't join into the daisy chain at the moment, as soon as I know what server the daisy chain is going to be put on, I'll put a post on the Toros site, and then that way people can decide.
Ed, any thoughts?
Not really. I think it's a good idea. If the daisy chaining, you know, I like the idea of the daisy chaining. If BioWare can pull off, you know, getting the guilds on the same server, then great. But this will work as a backup for those of us who aren't actually in the Oceanic area, and may not be able to get into the Oceanic area.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think as long as the, you know, the server transfer costs aren't too high, and I could be out of the loop on this, but I don't believe they've announced the cost of that. You can always jump across anyway, assuming they are doing server transfers. I can't for a minute imagine they wouldn't, given, you know, balancing server loads and stuff like that. So, yeah, just putting that there. Pulsifer, we will run a story on that at some stage if it gets some momentum. good idea, I suppose. But again, yeah, if you're in a guild that's part of the Daisy chain, well, then you're going to be set up with lots of Oceanic player interactions anyway. Just on the guild, I did join a guild in the last couple of weeks, and Mark, I know you've gotten over the devastation of not joining yours because I'm rolling Republic.
Yep.
But no, he hasn't gotten over it. I still get death threats. But I ended up going with a guild called the Older Gamers because I'm old is essentially the reason. But no, I did check them out, and they're very happy for more casual players. So as much as I'm devoting a lot of my life to this, I'm not going to be in actually playing the game 20 hours a week, and I'm not going to be doing a lot of the end content for a while, I wouldn't imagine. Yeah. So it just suited me, and they had a fairly strict application process as far as just, you know, getting you to tell people about yourself and that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm with the Older Gamers. I've done nothing for that community whatsoever yet, but I'm hoping to fix that in the next week. But I've been welcomed with open arms, and they're a big, big community across a whole bunch of games as well. So I'm hoping to just fade into the background and help out where I can, because I'm useless as a central guild person in a smaller guild.
Yeah.
It requires actual work.
Well, you know who's joined my guild now? Your friend of mine.
Kylie Minogue.
Close.
Julia Gillard.
Even closer.
Wayne Swan. See, Wayne Swan would be a Star Wars The Old Republic player.
This person has been mentioned on this podcast more times than I can count.
Oh, yeah. Gael Muir.
Yes.
Now, Gael...
Now, when she finds out you're not coming with us, you're going to have to answer her.
I don't know whether I've told Gael. So again, for new listeners, Gael is one of our most devoted listeners, and Gail actually is at the ARIA Awards tonight, which for those outside of Australia and New Zealand is the Australian Grammys. And she's actually at those awards tonight. She scammed 2 free tickets in the pleb seats. So she's literally up there having a good time at the moment.
She gets around our Gail. She was in the US last month, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's everywhere.
In Las Vegas.
She does everything, so...
Yep.
There you go. So, yeah, Gail's in the guild. Well, I'm not Gail. So, yeah, trust her to run. I knew she'd run Sith. So, there you go.
It's the quality of guild leadership, I think, that drew her towards my guild. But
that's right. Yeah. So, and Ed, what about you with guilds? Had any thoughts on that yet? No pressure.
Well, I created a RP guild for East Coast, specifically because people were asking about, you know, the sheer number of fan fictions that I've put out, and I've had to slow down with those recently because school's really, really become a pain in the tuchus. But as far as guilds are concerned, once I actually get settled into playing the game and have worked the initial, you know, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, out of my system, yeah, I'll join a guild, but not right off. I'm more of a solo player, at least at first, until I get some, you know, figuring out exactly how to play the thing under my belt. And, you know, we all know that the beta system is going to change. Whatever's in the beta, a lot of the stuff's going to change. So I'll go from there. Yeah, I'll decide whether I want to go evil or good.
Well, look, Ed. When you've played your Republic tune for a while, and you've realised what a monumental mistake you've made in playing a Republic tune, there will always be a place in my Sith guild for you.
And what's the name of your Sith guild again, Mark?
It's really easy to remember. It is Sith Knights, but it's SithKnights.com.
As opposed to Sith Days, like sands through the hourglass. These are the days
time
of our
zone
Sith.
Thing. And we do have cookies.
My roommate just said I should be shot.
I think he's not alone there, but that's why we have you here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the PvE server. The last thing I had before you guys let forth, or spew forth is we now have a Google Plus page, which probably doesn't mean a lot to anyone, but if you like using Google Plus for a bit of news aggregation, etc., well, as we do posts and stuff, that'll now go on the Google Plus page, and I'll put that in the show notes. And obviously, if you search for Toroz in Google Plus, you will find it. So that's pretty much a non-entity of a news announcement. And again, giving Gail two mentions, I had totally missed the fact that you could do pages in Google now, and she let me know the other day.
Cool.
So there you go. Anything from you two boys?
Well, the only thing I was going to bring up as again is, yeah, the release gets ever closer. 22 days, I believe. Only, what, 17 days for those that are getting them 5 days early. So not long now at all, just over a couple of weeks.
Well, my issue is I've got finals coming up. So, and then I have a long drive ahead of me because I get to drive down to the States, pick up some stuff, and come back.
So less playtime for you.
Yeah, less playtime and less all kinds of time, actually. But
I mean, I had slight odds on Mark getting to level 50 first, but that's shortening those odds.
Well, actually, I'm back working again. I got a new job this week full time, so I haven't actually had a chance to play it as much as I want.
That beats playing the game, having a job, and having, you know, steady income coming in. Beats playing just about any game.
It paid for my new graphics card already, so I'm happy.
Well, I know something will have gone wrong in the world if I'm the first to level 50. So I'm pretty sure that won't happen. So, I mean, any estimates on playtime? How much? Like Ed, you said you're a level what? 32.
Level 34 on my main tune, which is the Trooper, and I'm probably going to stop playing that one here in the near future because I want to give as much time to the Imperial side as I can. I have you know, one of each type of character now, and I actually made a commando. My main character is a commando, and I was working on I made another Trooper who's now a Vanguard, but then I stopped playing that, and I'm probably going to play the Imperial Agent some more because it's lots of fun sitting back in a long ways from the battlefield and just okay, target, bang.
So with the level 34, and I know you probably won't know right up, but how many hours would you have played to get to 34?
Oh, good God. I mean, this is the character from the first beta weekend I was in. So, I mean, I'm not as crazy as some friends of mine who are in the beta.
This isn't about your addiction. I'm just interested where that roughly, you know, how long it's going to take people to get to level 50. I mean, a standard console video game, they say if you're getting 20 to 30 hours of game time, you're doing well. Now, obviously, an MMO is more than that, but I'm just interested how long it's taking you to get to 34.
Well, you know, figure 4 hours per session because I get up I get up at least once every 4 hours to go use the facilities. And about 2 weeks with at least some playtime almost every day.
So four hours a day for 2 weeks, that's 64 hours.
Yeah, about that.
So there you go. That's the official game estimate from Toros. Now 64 hours to level 34, and probably add that again for 50 with the way these things scale up. So 128 hours, and you're done with the game.
Done with the game for one character.
Yeah, that's
true. But then each different story is basically, it's almost a completely different game.
Well, that's right. And end content and rating. And no, I'm obviously being sarcastic, but yeah. Right.
No, not you. Never.
That's right. Mark, anything? I know I've asked you, Mark. Sorry. You can. Ed, sorry. What, have you got anything else you want to say?
Nope, not really.
You just want to go back and play.
I want to go back to playing the game now.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, we've done well to get to over 40 minutes in the middle of a weekend. So, well, thanks to you both. And I might even do some more playing tonight and get maybe 6 hours of playtime up. and I mean in total. As always, don't hesitate to check out the site at toros.com.au. Our Twitter account has continued to grow. This seems, and this is a side topic we should discuss another time. Twitter seems to be the social media of choice for Star Wars: The Old Republic, and I think that's partly driven by BioWare with, you know, David Bass and Stephen Reed very much driving things out of Twitter. So yeah, Twitter, where SWTOROZ. I wanted to talk databases as well. We'll maybe do that next week. As far as there's now R2DB and I've forgotten who they're partnered with. They've now joined forces. Oh, Torhead. Torhead.com and R2DB have combined to create one large sort of community. They'll sort of run their own parts. Torhead was very much the real database, like Wowhead, whereas R2DB was more a news aggregation and community building with access to information. Versus Darth Hater, who announced their database during the week. And I haven't followed up on that, but it seems to have sunk without a trace as far as reaction from the wider community. But that's probably a really unfair representation just because I haven't read that much into it. Have you guys got any thoughts on that?
No, haven't been able to follow much.
Yeah,
you know,
so that's the advantage
school
of not
doing the beta.
No, yeah, don't bring this school into it. You're paying 20 hours a day and I'm the only one keeping up on the news. Yeah, it's good to know you're two trusted reporters there out in the field capturing data. So so yeah, SWT.
And you know what, David? You know what, David? About all this social media and stuff, I'm all a Twitter about it.
Yeah, so that's probably one of your worst yet.
And he earns another shot.
Yeah, I agree with your roommate.
Second bottle.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, thanks, everyone. I won't go on with the rest of the shout-outs beyond, you know, check us out. Get on the forums. The forums are dead as doornails, so we could use a few more people in there. Look forward to being back in around a fortnight, as always. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and we shall talk to you soon.
From the coldest depths of interstellar space to the nastiest packed urban sprawls of Coruscant, this was Flashpoint.